And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. There's no question that the political divide is as deep as it's ever been in America, perhaps going back to the Civil War. While former President Donald Trump attributes the two recent assassination attempts against him to the rhetoric of his Democratic rivals, the other side counters that it was he who introduced name-calling to presidential politics when he first ran in 2016. All of this filters down to the rest of us, with politics a forbidden subject at many family dinner tables, and if we make it past Election Day, we can only imagine what Thanksgiving will be like. There may be help, however. Braver Angels is a national group with the goal of bridging the political divide by equipping Americans of different allegiances to work together and demanding the same of politicians from both parties. Its efforts will be part of Superior Dialogues, a fall workshop series at the University of Wisconsin-Superior, beginning next Wednesday, September 25th, and continuing through November. The series includes an October 8th visit by Monica Guzman, a senior fellow at Braver Angels based in Seattle, and the author of I Never Thought of It That Way, How to Have Fearlessly Curious Conversations in Dangerously Divided Times. And she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Monica.
Hey, thank you for having me.
That book title is indeed a mouthful. So you've spoken around the country about that subject. Are you prepared for Wisconsin? I think we're one of the battlegrounds of the battleground states.
Oh, yes. And what I have found is it's at the battlegrounds where I think a lot of people get really engaged on the political divide, because there are some places in the country where you may not encounter that many people naturally in your life who are on the other side at all. So it's in the purple states, I think, where we are learning the most.
And by the way, our area of Wisconsin in particular is crucial, key, telling the candidates know that. I would just note that President Biden won Wisconsin, as you very well know, by about 20,000 votes the last election, and President Trump won by 20,000 the previous time. There were 20,000 Democratic votes in our area.
Whew. It'll be a close one.
In any case, how do you start the conversation, especially with family members who won't sit in the same room as each other?
Ooh, well, one very important thing to try is not to start a conversation where there is an audience. It is very difficult for people to be honest and open when they may be judged by those not really participating in the conversation, or some other things may come up. So pull people aside one-on-one, you know, say something like, hey, I know that you and I differ on this issue. I'm not sure if you want to talk about it, but I'm actually really curious what you think. And would you be up for just having a chat? So begin it with curiosity, not judgment. Don't allow yourself to ask questions that are gotcha questions, that are merely accusations disguised as questions. Be truly curious, leaning toward understanding.
How do you get past people who shut down as soon as you mention one candidate or the other?
Well, probably by taking a beat, waiting for the next time, and not mentioning that candidate. Take a step back on the issue. If you have a sense of what it is that tends to make that person react about the candidate, bring that up, but gently. Take a few steps back. You know, maybe it's a disagreement on abortion. Maybe it's a disagreement on, you know, the justice system. But bring those things up. If you know that a person tends to shut down, if you mention a certain topic, then go to a different topic that may tangentially inform what's going on with the topic where they're just too reactive to speak with.
You do hear people say things like things would be better if the candidates just focused on the issues. But in fact, there are people, as you just said, extremely divided on the issues. So if you do want to talk about Roe versus Wade or something like that, how do you broach that subject?
Sometimes one of the best ways to talk about an issue is to share a story. To not come in, you know, guns blazing with, here's what I think about abortion, but rather more like, you know, the other day I heard about this thing that had happened and, you know, I observed this and I thought that. What do you think? Something that's a little more descriptive, a little more narrative, kind of bit by bit, not jumping in headfirst into an intellectual, you know, showdown.
Going back to the acrimony, you hear people constantly saying, well, both sides, both sides. Is it always a both sides issue? And the Democrats will say nothing was this bad before Trump arrived on the scene. And in particular, they do point to his name calling.
You know, we know that when it comes to whatever the ultimate right answers are for our policies and our issues, I really doubt that, you know, necessarily each side contributes 50-50 to each solution. One side is probably closer to the right thing on this issue than that. What you're asking about is something different. It's more about, well, the acrimony, the contempt, the aggression, where does it come from? And people do, I have observed many times, want to make some definitive declaration that it's more this side than that side. And even if that were to be true, my question would be, what use is it? What use is it to blame one side more than the other? You know, a politics of resentment, of finger pointing, is not a politics of solutions. So it really comes down to, what can each of us control? We control our own behavior. The only kind of critique that works well is critiquing our own side. That is where we have to start. And that requires humility for all of us to understand that we are all contributing to this problem and we all have to be part of the solution.
Your website is braverangels.org, and I understand there's a local chapter as well.
Yes. So Braver Angels has 100 local chapters all across the country. Each is co-led, believe it or not, by someone who leans liberal and someone who leans conservative.
We've been speaking with Monica Guzman. She's a senior fellow at Braver Angels, a group that seeks to bridge the political divide by reaching out to individuals across the political spectrum. She'll be speaking at the University of Wisconsin-Superior on October 8th as part of a series that begins next week, Superior Dialogues. Information is at the University of Wisconsin-Superior Center for Continuing Education, best if you Google that, or call 715-394-8469. Once again, 715-394-8469. Thank you for joining us, Monica.
Thank you so much for having me.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.